So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back, Happy Hour listeners. And as we are recording this, I just had a thought cross my brain. And that is, we only have 2 weeks left of Matt James's season. Obviously, we saw everything go down last night. We are going to do a quick recap today. But next week is the finale, which is crazy to think. I feel like this season has been so long at times and then so short at times. But I can't get into the recap and I can't get into our amazing guests that we're having on later without some incredible reinforcement. So I thought I would bring none other than my girl Tayshia back. So Tayshia, welcome once again to Bachelor Happy Hour.
What is up? I'm so happy to be back. Honestly, this is very fun. And honestly, I don't want to tell my co-host that I'm here. Like, it feels like I'm doing something a little naughty, to be honest with you. But like, well, they don't know. It doesn't hurt. You know what I mean? So let's have some fun. This is good.
You know what? I've heard this many times this week, but it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission or beg for permission. So you know what? We're just going to get into this. Joe and Natasha on Clickbait can get at you after this. But while we have you here, yeah, we have to get into it because, like I said, we have an incredible guest coming on today, one that I think fans have been asking for a while, and especially after the gut-wrenching goodbye and her hot seat mm-hmm. on Women Tell All. So very soon, you guys, we will be bringing on Serena P. I can't wait to have her sit down and just pick her brain a little bit more of like what was actually going through her mind when she said her goodbyes, when she self-eliminated, and also when she saw him again at Women Tell All, because I know from experience that seeing an ex is never easy. It's uncomfortable. Like, so I just want to hear woman to woman, like what was going through her brain and her heart at that point. But before we do, it's a spicy week, you guys. It's fantasy suite week. And Tayshia, it's so funny because we both as leads have lived through fantasy suite week as a contestant and getting in our heads knowing like that this guy that we like, that we're falling for, that we're dating, that we're trying to potentially end up with at the end is seeing other women. And then we've also lived it on our side where it's like the ball was kind of in our, should I say the balls were kind of in our court and like we got to do several of them.
Yeah, they literally were.
So what is it like? Yes, yes. And so it's like, you know, in that moment, you're kind of like living this high and you're like, oh, this is everyone's dream. I'm, you know, it's so fun to be able to do this. But you've had the most recent fantasy suites because, you know, it was your season last season. So what is it like remembering, like reliving those moments and then watching it back on a different season?
Oh my gosh. I just remember how like intense that week was for me. Because like I am such, I guess I'm not really reserved, but it's not typical that I take like 3 to 4 guys mm-hmm. into a fantasy suite, let alone date 20 of them. But what I'm trying to say is I just remember, you know, how many emotions you're going through and like trying to really just feel out each relationship and seeing where that's going and really trying to see those people in your life, like long term. And I was feeling for Matt just because I know how stressful that week is, but also for mm-hmm. the girls, because it's, you can get really in your head and get very mm-hmm. self-conscious. You have no idea how the other relationships are going. I mean, you know, especially now, usually the women are separated, but they're in the yes. same hotel. So they're seeing each other. They're seeing each other come back and from the dates and whatnot. And you can uh-huh. see if they're happy, if they're upset, like whatever it is. And so I can only imagine how it feels for that.
That was like my one takeaway. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly, like, I don't think we need to get into like a date by date, night by right. night, because like it was pretty standard. It was very straightforward. Like nothing too major really happened with the individual overnights. But like the fact that the women still have to live together and see each other and talk about it, that in itself has to be difficult, because I remember on my time on The Bachelor, like, I was separated from the girls. We were all in separate hotels. I didn't see them same. After that. And so I can't even imagine. And I was so in my head at that point. I was like, I yeah. was going stir crazy, just like pacing my room back and forth, being like, you know, I have this really strong connection and I feel so confident, but like he's having a nice little slumber party with somebody else. And you just like run through all of these scenarios and your mind runs away with you. And the fact that like these girls have to sit down and I'm sure eat some meals together and talk about like things that they don't want to necessarily talk about with people that are, you know, dating the same man. Like it's that was like one of my major points. And I was like, God, that sucks. Like it sucks for men. Really, it's a lot of pressure. But for the yeah.
I mean, like, because I feel like you definitely want to try to stay, I don't know, in your own lane and think about only your relationship and not start to compare and do all that kind of thing, do all that kind of stuff. But you are forced to literally be in that situation and be like, so how was it? I don't care how it was, but their dates look like they went really well. I think Matt and Michelle have such an amazing connection. Brie and him, I think, had such a good conversation that was really tough for her and for him. And I'm so happy they were able to bond, you know, with their dads and everything. And as far as like Rachel and the pottery date, I feel like it kind of started off a little rocky, but
well, there's always that one person that I swear they always save on for last that are in yeah. their head. Like, so I get it. Like, there's always that one. But speaking of the conversation like that he had with Brie and, you know, he had mentioned, well, and he had mentioned it to most of the girls that he had finally had this very uncomfortable, I think, long overdue conversation with his father.
Right.
Let's get into this, because I'm sure we have like maybe differing thoughts, but like watching that conversation when his dad came in, I felt for Matt in that moment. Like, honestly, and maybe it was just me, like, who at this point in my life, I don't have a father in my life because he passed away. Like, watching this conversation was so gut-wrenching to me, but it also made me feel slightly uncomfortable. Like, it, like, I felt like personally it's something that I shouldn't be watching. Like, it should not have been aired. Like, this was such a hard,
it was heavy, very intimate.
Very intimate conversation yeah. that, like, part of me wishes he would have had it. I think it was needed for both of them. But like, also, I wish it would have been kept private a little bit.
I'm in the same boat with you. It was very gut-wrenching. In fact, I was crying just because I can tell like he had so much emotion and there was so much hurt there. And even his dad just like, you can tell that he knew that he had hurt Matt, you know? It was very heavy, and I feel for him so much, but I'm happy they had the conversation, but I have to agree with you. It seemed, I wish the conversation would have happened like behind closed doors, but I think another beautiful thing about this like journey is that it really puts you in uncomfortable positions to really face feelings that you're having and have these tough conversations, especially with the girls, but also with your family. Like I had some with my dad. Like I never used to talk to my dad about like men and whatnot, but you have to do it at some point. And so I felt kind of awkward in a way that it was so intimate, but I'm so happy they were able to finally have that conversation because it seemed long overdue.
Yeah. And I think Matt said it best. He made, and I might botch exactly what he said, so please bear with me, but he made the comment like, this isn't going to be fixed in one conversation. Like this is right. a journey. It's going to take time. It's going to like something that's going to have to continue to happen. I'm glad that he recognized that and that he said that because it's so true. It's not something that can just be fixed in a 15-minute conversation on national television. Right. So I think moving forward, I just want to leave it at this is like, I hope that they started this solid foundation where they can continue to build off of that and continue to have conversations and be in each other's lives in some capacity. From what we saw, it was the start of that and they were able to hug it out. And I think Matt was able to feel some sort of weight off of his chest. So I truly just like pray and hope that he continues to fight for that with his father, if that is indeed what they both want. So
absolutely.
Out of this entire episode, that was like one of the most, I think, potent moments that we saw go down that really stuck out to me.
Same here. I mean, I don't think we've seen such like a raw conversation before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it started with the heavy. It then got into the little hot and heavy, if you will, with the little overnight fantasy suites, which we won't get into because, you know, we saw it all go down. Nothing major happened. It was
just pretty standard. Yeah.
Very standard. Your typical fantasy suite weeks. There's always someone in their head. There's always awkward moments. Like, shout out to Brie for continuing to stay classy and elegant and so poised and respectful. Like when she was going home, my heart goes out to her. No breakup is ever easy. So Brie, you are incredible. I'm sure hopefully at some point we'll maybe have her on the podcast. We'll see. But in terms of guests, we just have to bring on our girl because it's time for the woman of the hour. Like I said, people have been asking for her. So you guys, let's just bring her on. She made the tough decision to send herself home after the hometown dates. And we saw her and Matt have some wonderful closure on Women Tell All. But today she's going to be here to answer all of our and your questions because so many of you submitted so many questions. So thank you. So without further ado, you guys, please welcome Serena P.
All righty. Well, first and foremost, Serena, welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour. We are so excited to have you, mainly because I'm selfish and you've been one of my favorites this entire season. So I just want to start it off asking, how are you? How have you been since filming? Fill us in.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. So thanks for having me. I've been good. Life has been crazy. This is not where I thought I would be, but I'm super happy to be here. And, you know, the support I've received is amazing. So I've really been receiving and feeling nothing but very loved and supported lately.
That's so good.
How did you, we always ask this question just because we're so intrigued of how anyone ever gets on the show, but how did you initially get on to Matt's season?
So I applied like very late in the application process. I applied because it was Matt. He got announced and I applied about 2 months later, I think. It took a little bit of pushing and shoving from my mom and my sister, but they finally broke me down and got me to apply. So yeah, I filled out something online and the ball kind of started rolling and kept rolling and then I ended up on the show. So
that's so exciting. My sister. Yeah, that's so exciting that it was them like propelling you to do it. And then you made it as far as you did and they got to meet him too. So that's crazy.
You know, I've been a fan of the show for years, but I never imagined myself actually going on it. so it definitely took some encouragement to get me to that place, but I'm grateful for it.
Do you think you would have applied had it been any other Bachelor, or was it solely for the fact that it was Mr. Matt James?
No, it was definitely very much because it was Matt James. I think, you know, COVID and the state of the world obviously has a factor in that decision, but I couldn't have seen myself applying not knowing who The Bachelor was. That would have just been difficult for me. I saw Matt, obviously he's an incredibly good looking guy, and just kind of the few things I've seen from him on the internet, I remember thinking like, if I met this guy at a bar, I think we'd hit it off. Like, I think I would shoot my shot with him. And
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we did end up having a great connection, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of connections, I mean, you guys seemed to hit it right off the bat. Like, you were one of the very first girls to get that one-on-one date. So, two-part question. A, did you feel that spark right away, like that instant connection? And B, did you expect to get a one-on-one with him so early on?
I think it's hard to know when that one-on-one's coming. Everyone's hopeful for it right off the bat. I definitely felt that connection from night one. I mean, it was just really easy and natural between us. We had great conversation and it never felt forced. There's obviously an attraction there. I mean, from the first group date, our relationship really hit the ground running. So getting that one-on-one early on was great because I felt like our relationship was on a fantastic track. So to have that extended time to just propel it that much more forward, I mean, I was really lucky to have received it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I saw a spark between you guys really early on. Did you feel like that as well? Especially like with the one-on-one coming on, I feel like, I don't know, you kind of have like an idea or like a little bit of an instinct like, oh my gosh, I feel like we're doing really well, this might be me. Like, did you kind of have an idea or did it totally take you by surprise?
No, I can definitely relate to that. I think, I mean, after the first group date, we had like had a great conversation and we kissed and I was like, oh my gosh, there's this huge spark there. So I definitely felt that week I was definitely feeling like it could have been me on that date card.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know. I think a lot of girls feel that, but because of how strong our relationship was so early on, I was hopeful and felt like there was a good chance that I was kind of in the running for that date.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Serena, I have to say, because you from the beginning were somebody who seemed so easygoing, always laughing. Just you had this like beautiful spark of energy about you that like really, I feel like you were just like down for anything. As long as you were with Matt enjoying the moments, like you were open to it. But you kind of did get the short end of the stick because your first one-on-one with Matt, obviously you had what, like donkeys or ponies all up in your face like as you're trying to make out with him. And then it was the second one-on-one date, which was the yoga date, that you really like could tell you were out of your comfort zone. You did not seem to enjoy it. Like, what was going through your head during the time of the yoga date? Were you just like, gosh, dang it, another date where it's just like uncomfortable? Like, talk us through your thought process in that second one-on-one.
Yeah, definitely. So going to that second one-on-one, I was obviously over the moon. I was not expecting it because it was a second one-on-one. So I was like, what are we doing? I'm so excited. And I remember someone had said, oh, do you think you're doing like yoga or tantric yoga? Like, I really hope not, but let's see. And then we showed up and
sure enough,
I know it was tantric yoga. There we were. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, it was so obvious she wasn't into Matt on that date and they didn't have chemistry and they didn't have this connection. And for me, that really wasn't what it came down to. I'm very attracted to Matt. We were extremely affectionate throughout our entire relationship with each other. And I loved that component of it. I just didn't love the forced intimacy. And I was pretty vocal about that. And I think that's why, you know, when I told Matt later, it wasn't my thing. I don't think he was completely thrown off or shocked. I did say though, it's not something I would do again. I didn't feel comfortable, but I was glad to hear that he enjoyed that experience and he felt like it bonded us and grew our relationship. Because at that point, I was still very invested in him and very invested in us. And to hear that he gained something from that experience, I was like, okay, I didn't like it. I won't do it again. But there's a silver lining here. And that was that it meant something special to Matt. And yeah, I mean, everything I said, I feel 100%. It just really wasn't for me. It wasn't in my comfort zone. And when it comes to physical intimacy, I don't think that's an area where you should really be forcing yourself out of your comfort zone in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you want that to be super organic and not feel like, okay, like you have to kiss him now, kiss him, do this and that, especially when it's a new relationship. And so like, I don't know. I totally get that.
Yeah, especially when it's a new relationship. Like, that's not something that anyone would usually pick to do on a first date, probably. And so the fact that, adding in that added layer of, like, you're not only around a crew who's filming this, but, like, you know your family's going to be watching this back in a few short months. And, like, how do you explain this? And hopefully it's not awkward. I totally get that. Like, you're talking to the girl who watched the Fantasy Suite Week with her entire family. And I was like, this is not how I want to be spending my time right now. But
I made sure not to do that.
Yeah, no, you're smart. You're smart. I totally get it. So Serena, if you're ever in that position in the future, like Bachelorette on Paradise, like just don't watch it back with your family. But
right now,
how has it been? Because obviously, like, they were shown because you did make it so far. You did make it to hometowns. So how is watching the entire season back with them? What do they have to say? Like, are they supportive? Like, is it their, like, girl who they know and love? Like, are they seeing you reflected as who they know you are on TV? And then how excited were you for Matt to finally meet them?
So I have been at home because we're in lockdown in Canada still in a lot of areas. So I have been watching every episode with basically just my family and specifically my parents. So there's definitely been a couple awkward moments, but they're so supportive and they're super proud of me, which is so great. I'm very happy they got to meet Matt. They really loved him and they really loved being able to come and meet him and kind of share that experience. It's really unique having had my family come because it's one of those things I say to my friends, you'll never fully understand what I went through because you watch the show, but there's so much behind it. But my family actually does. So I feel really privileged to have kind of gotten to share that with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, watching it back is unique. But a lot of the feedback from family and friends has just been that the person I am sitting on the couch in my house is the same person you see on TV. And that was kind of my goal in the show, was to just stay grounded in who I am and put my whole self on the table, you know, flaws and all. Matt, this is who I am. Make a decision if you like me or not, because we only got a couple weeks. And I think that my family and friends were able to see that. So that's been kind of cool to hear that feedback.
Were you like nervous or excited at all? Like what, tell me your thought process. Like, what were you hoping to come out of your hometowns? Like, were there some hesitations that you had? What was going on?
For hometowns?
Yeah.
So going into hometowns, I was kind of starting to have those doubts that you saw boil over. I was starting to recognize that there might be something there that's holding me back. But I was just so hopeful that I was going to be like, I'm in love after that day. You know, I was falling in love. I really wanted to get there. We had this amazing relationship. On paper, there was just nothing wrong. I couldn't figure out any reason to have these doubts, but they were there. So I was like, my family's going to meet him. They're going to love him. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. And I'm going to be amped when I leave today. And that's obviously not what happened. But that's not to say that it was bad. It was just, I got clarity. I think it's the clarity that I walked in hoping to get.
Right.
But I was able to really figure out where I was at. And I'm glad that that happened that week versus a week or two down the line. You know, I don't want to waste time, mine or Matt. So I'm happy that I was able to have that reflection with my family and also then take it to reflecting on myself. Like, where am I at? Where is this going? Like, there's only a few weeks left.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because so we talked about you sending yourself home last week on our podcast and kind of like, so, and this was me, and this is why I'm so happy we have you on to kind of clear the air a little bit. I was watching it and I said something along the lines of like, on paper, Matt looks perfect. Like, he probably checks all the boxes at this point that she would want, but maybe just like that oomph, that like one spark, the like passion's not there, like whatever it might be, like there's like just something missing. So knowing that and then having your family sit down and be like, you know, you don't seem like you're fully committed. You don't seem like you're all in or ready for this. Like,
had they responded differently in that moment, would you still, do you think, have self-eliminated? Or had they been like fully supported all in, like, oh yeah, we see it, he's great, go for gold, would you have stuck around longer, do you think?
Potentially. I think that had Matt, you know, not ended our relationship in the following weeks, I still might have. I think I still might have gotten to that place on my own. It might have just taken me a little bit longer, because what the audience didn't get to see was my family being like, if you fall in love and get engaged to this guy, we'll throw you a huge party and be thrilled for you. I mean, he's great. He seems like he really cares about you. You seem like you could be a great fit together. So we're happy either way. They were very much, this is what we see and this is what we hear from you. And those are some things that you need to address within yourself. But if you come to us and say, nope, I fell in love, we got engaged, this is all great, they would have been totally happy. So it really wasn't them pushing me in a certain direction. It was them picking up on those doubts that I was having when I was trying to express myself and talk about my feelings and struggling to do so.
And you had like a very emotional conversation with your mom. And she brings up your past relationships. And looking back, do you think that that's what affected your ability to move forward with that?
I don't think that was what affected my ability to move forward. Like, I don't see what I went through my past relationship as a block.
Yeah.
I think what it was in my last relationship, I really trusted my gut, and that relationship ended in heartbreak and pain. So I was struggling to trust my gut again with Matt because I didn't want to make the wrong decision. And I didn't really know where my gut was leading me because, you know, I wanted it to work out. But that's kind of what I got to with my mom in that conversation, why I was so emotional. And there was a lot going on that whole week. And I mean, you've both experienced it. Hometowns, it's a lot. You're very aware of the soon engagement that's coming up. So I was really overwhelmed. I was struggling to trust myself in that moment and struggling to just figure out what this feeling in my gut was. Was it fear? Was I just scared of getting heartbroken again? Or was it something more than that? Was it something that should make me consider removing myself from the relationship?
Having your family there really makes it real, like really quick. And it really makes you check yourself and just being like, look, I know like I'm a smart girl and I have good instincts and whatnot, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, am I in La La Land a little bit? Like, do I need to check myself and think about reality and like what life will really look like after this? So I totally understand that. Mom always puts in everything into perspective too. So
totally. Well, and your family, they know you best. And a lot of times too, they'll check you and they will recognize and call out things that you either A, don't even see in yourself or want to acknowledge. So sometimes in those scenarios, like, you really need them to solidify one way or the other. Like, what's going to be the best decision in the long run? Because at the end of the day, like, say you were to get engaged and get married, like, you're not just marrying this one person. Like, you're marrying into the family. Like, you are bonded for life. And that's, like, it should not be taken lightly. And so, Serena, like, I kudos to you for really, like, listening to what your family had to say. And it sounds like they were so incredibly supportive. But at the end of the day, like, really feeling like, What are my emotions here? Is it fear? Is it like the fact that I could get hurt again? Whatever it might be, like, I think that's really strong of you as a woman to listen to your gut. And I mean, I will say, like, watching that breakup that last day when you said goodbye to Matt, like, it was gut-wrenching. Like, we've all seen the show, and like, some breakups, you know, like, tug at your heartstrings. Some are easier than others. Some are just like pitiful, like, whatever it might be. But like, yours truly, like, I felt like you guys cared about each other and had so much respect. And you know, Matt, like, I think at the end of the day was so into you, but he was also respectful of your decision and be like, look, like, I, you know, I can't, like, if you don't want to be here, like, I can't talk you into it. Like, this is a two-way street. So going into that conversation and that breakup, what were you telling yourself? Like, did you kind of have a game plan? Were you thinking like, did you assume he was going to respond one way? Like, speak on that going into it.
Yeah, I definitely went into the breakup, I guess you could say prepared as you can be. I mean, breakups are really emotional, and I wanted to kind of have an idea of what I wanted to articulate to ensure that I gave him as much closure as possible and wasn't overcome by emotion and wasn't able to kind of effectively communicate to him. I didn't know how he was going to react, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, I think you can really know someone, but going through a breakup just is a whole other thing. And we'd never been through something similar to that. So it was really a first. And his reaction was something I kind of just left open in the sense, you know, whatever comes, comes, and we'll have whatever conversation he wants to have. I know that, you know, my delivery was a little on the harsher side with kind of me saying, you're not my person. That wasn't an accident. It was a choice. And I agree that it's a harsh statement, and it really, really killed me to say it, because I knew it would hurt him. But I felt, and you know, maybe this is right, maybe this is wrong, but in that moment, I felt being as clear and direct as possible about where I stood in that relationship and what my feelings were and why I was leaving was the best thing I could do for him, because he has three other women. He doesn't have weeks to ponder. We don't have time to have multiple conversations. It's one conversation and then I'm gone. And then he goes on dates with other women. So I didn't want him to leave that conversation with any doubts, any what ifs, any questions. I wanted to be as straightforward as I possibly could. And it was hard.
I was harsh.
Emotional.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it was harsh. I don't think you need to beat yourself up. I think in that case, when you say like time is of the essence, and you like, at that point, there was four of you left. Like, I thought yeah. that was commendable. Like, to be honest, like, putting myself back into the shoes as a lead, like, if somebody would have said that to me, like, sure, it would have been hard to hear. But at the end of the day, like, I can't fault you for that. And I would rather have that directness than have multiple conversations back and forth trying to figure out, like, oh, but could this work? I want them to stay, but, like, do they want to? And, like you said, all of the what ifs and the unknowns, like, I think you handled it, like, in a very respectable way.
Absolutely. There was a point where like someone did say like, you know, I can't be here anymore because I just don't know if I can get engaged. And unfortunately, that breakup kind of went back and forth. He's like, I don't want to hurt you. Like, you're everything I want. But like, at the same time, it's like, I don't know if I can. And like, even the goodbye process was like, he was walking into the car and then came back and held my hand and walking to the car and then came back and gave me a kiss, like walking to the car. Like, I understand it seems like very harsh for you to be like, you're not my person. But at the same time, it's so crucial, I think, in this like journey specifically, because you're making such intense decisions so quickly that it's like someone leaves you, you know, so I don't know, but just like no reassurance that, you know, they have confidence in their decision. It's really sad. Like, it's really sucky. It makes you second guess everything. It makes you like, okay, well, maybe should I talk to him this way? Should we have a little bit more time? You know what I mean? So you, I love the way that you did it. I think it was, you spoke your truth. Matt needed to hear it, as harsh as it was. It wasn't really harsh, though.
Yeah, it's like the back and forth, that limbo phase that you're in doesn't ever help anything or anybody. So I think cutting the cord quicker, if you know it's not right, helps, especially when things are so sped up in this show. Serena, when you were driving away, did you ever have the moment where you were like, did I make a mistake? Like, was that the right decision? Because there was one time on my season where I sent a guy home early, and it was the only time where I was like, did I do that too fast? Like, should I have kept around a little bit longer? Like, did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I remember driving away being like, I miss him already. What the heck? I just left him and I already miss him. And I think it's so easy and normal after a breakup just to go through those what ifs. And my biggest what if was, what if I'd stayed one more week? What if I'd stayed till fantasy suite? We got a whole night together. It was unmiked, off camera time that we could have spent together. Would that have changed anything? Did I call it too soon? Should I give myself one more week? But I think in the emotional state I was in, I would have felt really guilty doing that to him, because to take a spot from someone who was certain, and I knew the other three women were, they were in a place of certainty. How disrespectful to take that valuable time away from one of his other relationships to figure out if he might be my fiance.
Right.
I just didn't feel authentic doing that. I felt kind of just shady. It would have felt really shady to me. And in the real world, you know, the real world. I mean, this is the real world, but you know what I mean? A normal dating life, you kind of have that time to be like, okay, I'm not sure. Like, let me give this another week or two. Let me go and see him a few more times before I make that decision. But you don't have the luxury of that on the show.
I don't want to keep harping on it, but was there like one specific red flag that you were just like, you know, this is just something we're not seeing eye to eye on, or that kind of kept resonating with you?
Trying to think, because I would love to have that. Like, I would love to be able to say like XYZ is why it didn't work out. And I mean, I think every relationship, there's things that you're completely eye to eye on, and there's things that you maybe are not completely eye to eye on, but there was nothing big enough that I was like, this is a red flag.
Right.
So you gotta run. Like, there was nothing that was just so obviously wrong or any big issue, which is what made it so difficult. I mean, you can see I was just like emotionally torn over this decision, because when there's nothing wrong, it's like, well, why am I doing this? Like, I'm leaving this great guy, I'm leaving this great relationship. But
right
at the end of the day, I just felt like I had to follow my gut and my heart.
Can't fault a person for doing all that.
So let's get into Women Tell All, because that was your first time then seeing Matt since that hard goodbye. What was it like sitting down, seeing him face to face, having that first conversation since the breakup? Like, talk us through what you were feeling in that moment.
I was really nervous to see Matt for the first time. I think when he walked out, the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, the beard. So that kind of calmed the nerves.
Hard to miss.
That is
looking at him.
So funny.
So yeah, I'm grateful for the beard. It definitely just calmed my nerves for a second. But it was good to see him. I mean, I do wish the best for him. I hope that he's happy. I mean, all those things. We didn't get to obviously have an extensive conversation. We just kind of got to briefly address each other, but I was glad to be able to just reiterate why I made that decision to leave for what might have felt like quite abruptly. And just to be able to say, I care about you and I still care about you and I wish the best for you. And I hope that this journey did work and you found love.
I mean, like, looking back, like, how do you feel about everything now? Like, obviously you're still happy with your decision. Obviously you're doing well, but would there like be anything you would ever change, or how are you feeling?
I don't think so. I mean, I think hindsight's obviously 2020, and watching yourself back on TV is just a whole other level of hindsight than I thought I would experience. So weird. But I think overall I'm proud of the way that I handled myself, and I'm proud of the decisions that I made. And there was a lot of hard decisions and hard moments. I mean, this is not an easy journey.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that I sit here like, oh, that's a huge regret, or I really wish I'd done or said this differently. But I mean, it's still a learning experience. Like, I've learned a lot from that show. That's not to say I didn't take away things that I will change or work on in the future.
Of course.
Yeah. I think, and I've said this many times before, like, there's no possible way that you can go on the show as either contestant or lead and not learn so much more about yourself as an individual, so much more about how you handle relationships with a partner, relationships with the other women, with the crew. Like, there's just so much that you can take away. Like, we asked some of the other guests, but like, one thing that you learned most about yourself that you want to share with us, what was that?
So for me, I have a really tight-knit community of family and friends at home, and I love to have everyone weigh in on big decisions in my life. So I tend to go to them for advice and support and to hear their opinions. With this, you're completely disconnected. You have no technology, nothing. Everyone else in this house is either working on the show or dating the same guy as you. So I really felt like, and that's not to say I didn't have friends or people that I confided in, but I really felt like when it came down to decisions for me and for my relationship, I had to rely on myself. Mm-hmm. And I think I've always felt comfortable making decisions, but I've gained a newfound sense of confidence in my ability to make decisions and to give myself the leeway to maybe make mistakes.
Yeah.
And being able to trust my gut, trust myself, and be like, okay, I'm a 23-year-old confident woman who knows who she is and knows what's best for herself. And if I make a mistake, that's okay. But I'm capable in making those decisions and those calls independently.
Now, it's definitely a wake-up call to, like, because you don't have anybody to call on and you have to rely on yourself. And it feels really freaking good to come back and be like, yeah, I freaking did that. And you feel good about every decision you made. So I love that.
Serena, we have some fan questions for you that I really want to get into, because like I said, I you were like a fan favorite for me, for so many people. But before we get into that, you know, I love the fact that you are a confident woman, that you gained more independence and confidence from this show. There's a lot that the world has to offer in terms of Bachelor Nation and all of the fun things to come. So what's next for you? Is paradise potentially on the horizon for you?
Ooh, she smiled big. You see that?
Yeah, she did. I mean, see all those teeth, girl.
I mean, my season just ended, so I feel like I'm just kind of coming down from all of that, and I am back at work at my job, but I had a positive experience with this show and can see how it can work and can see how you can find love in it. So I would definitely be open to considering opportunities again with the franchise in the future.
It's so exciting. It's a good time. And you're right. Well, you can find love on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Tayshia knows firsthand. I know I knew it for a little bit, but speaking of, I mean, and there's not only paradise, like obviously paradise is in a few short months. So you have some time to figure out work and like what path you potentially want to take. But would you ever also consider becoming bachelorette in the future if you were offered it?
I would consider it. Yeah, I would definitely consider it.
I like it. Keep those options open, girlfriend. What was it like kissing a 6'5 man?
Oh my gosh. It was, like, Matt is actually really good about not making the height difference awkward. Like, I've met guys who are really tall and they feel tall when you're around them, like trying to hug them and like just the overall interactions. I'm like, and I'm 5'2", like I'm a small person. So being that height difference between me and Matt, the girls in the house used to make fun of me saying like I'd have to like reach up to grab his hand, or that I looked just like so little next to him. But no, he is definitely the tallest guy I've ever dated. And I can't say it was awkward in any way. If anything, it was fun because he could pick me up like I was nothing.
Oh my gosh. And that's always fun. So let's see, if you guys were both single, would you give Matt another chance?
Really the question of the day, it feels like. Look, Matt went on that show to find his future wife and to find love, and that wasn't me at this time. I do hope that he's found that with someone. He had three incredible women left, and I'm hopeful he got what he was looking for from that journey. I mean, I'll never say never. Who knows where we'll be a few years down the line if our paths reconnect or recollide. Like I said, we had an amazing relationship and I still look on it really fondly and still care about him. But at this time, you know, I've made my choice to leave the relationship and I'm hopeful that he's found love.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah. All right, Serena P, we have one more question. Well, actually two more questions, because I can't forget the main question that we ask all of our guests. But I'm dying to know, as are many of our fans, because I actually got a lot of DMs after I did an Insta story announcing that we were going to have you on the podcast. How tasty was the actual poutine that you had with Matt on your hometown date?
Oh my gosh. I mean, not tasty at all. The image speaks for itself. I lifted the lid. There's lids on all of the food dishes, so I lifted the lid. And I looked at Matt and was like, this is cold. And then we tasted it and I was like, oh, it's cold. It's cold. This has been sitting here for a few minutes. It's definitely not made in Canada. Don't get me wrong. You can't really go wrong with cheese fries and gravy. But if Matt ever comes to Canada, I definitely encourage him to try our poutine.
All right, Serena. Well, we ask all of our guests this, and because, you know, we're basically almost at the end of the season and you've lived through so much of the drama and the love and like all of the things that this wonderful show has to offer. So overall for you, what was your rose and what was your thorn of this journey?
Oh gosh. I guess I'll start with my thorn. Not to take this in a dark turn, but just to give you guys a little bit of insight on something that I went through on the season that out of respect for me and my family wasn't shown. A few days before hometown, my grandmother passed away. So that was kind of the first piece of news I found out from the outside world, and being trapped in Nemacolin, and you know, our season didn't travel at all. So, I mean, I'm sure Tayshia, you can relate to this, being in that bubble and having no idea what's happening for weeks on end. It was a really hard kind of hit for me and for my family. And I know my friends were like, you look exhausted in some of these episodes, and just because there was a lot going on. So it made seeing my family and getting to have that reunion with them at hometown that much more special and that much more meaningful. And then, you know, to take it on a little better of a happy.
I'm so sorry to hear that, by the way. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. My rose was my relationship with Matt. Honestly, it was. And I know that sounds kind of silly to say because obviously I ended that relationship, but I think that you learn and grow from every relationship you have. And we made some incredible memories together that I still to this day cherish. And I'll take everything I learned from him and from that relationship into my next relationships and into the future. So I am very grateful for that.
Yeah. This is, I mean, yes, echoing Tayshia's sentiment about your grandma, I am so incredibly sorry. I understand what it feels like to lose family members. I can't imagine losing it when you're away from them and can't be there to hold and support the rest of your family members. So, you know, I'm wrapping you in a big virtual hug here. And I'm so sorry that you guys had to deal with that at such a terrible, terrible time, especially with this year and everything happening. Thanks, Serena. Well, maybe Paradise, maybe Bachelorette one day. Who knows? The world is your oyster. So soak it all in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Oh my gosh, Tayshia, she was such a pleasure to have on. I'm glad that we finally sat down. She's someone that I think the fans have been wanting to hear from for a while since her very first one-on-one. So she's a sweetheart. What did you think of her?
I just love the way, I mean, I always thought that she carried herself so well. And it's just super fun being able to talk to the girls right after they come off of the show. I mean, I'm not used to it over there at Clickbait, but this is a really... I like that we give them the opportunity because you learn so much more about them. Like, I was happy that she was able to talk more about her family and just like what that meant to her. And, you know, just, I'm really happy we were able to talk to her.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, and I have said this many times, and like, please people call me out when I do it, because I always go into the seasons being like, the cast is so young. I feel so old. I can't relate this and that. And like, I'm kind of a downer about it. But I have to check myself and hold myself accountable because I have these women on who are, yes, they are younger. She is only 23, but she has a lot more maturity than a lot of the contestants that we've seen who are much older. And so that's the beauty of being able to do this podcast and have amazing guests like her on. So, thank you guys all for hanging out and listening to us today. I know that you had been asking for Serena P for a while. So thank you to Serena herself for stopping by to share her story with us. And as always, guys, keep writing to us and letting us know your thoughts, any comments, questions, whatever you want. Please send it our way. You can find us at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram and at Batch Happy Hour on both Facebook and Twitter. And as always, if you don't remember, I'm going to say it once more because it's always here. But if you never want to miss an episode, please subscribe to our podcast. And you can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you are listening to us right now. Have a good night, guys. Thank you.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.